The Mishnah, Anfangs after Sukkah, the beginning of Sukkah, says four halachas. Sukkah she gevur gemarim es ma'amas psula. Sukkah that's more than 20 amas high is possible. She ina gevur esur tefachim, if it's not 10 tefachim high, if it's too small, too short, it's possible. She ina shungah shtefanes, if it doesn't have three walls. Ushachmosim ruv metzilsa, or if the sun is more than the shade, it's possible. On the first three halachas, Rashi says, but each one begemar mefarish tamayim. The Gemara explains the first halacha that sukkah that's lamayim mesamamas, but what's the whole first sugya, machlekes samaroyim, what the reason is, why it's possible. And the second halacha, why it's possible when it's ene gevoya satrachim, the Gemara explains, it's English, shonah shtefanes, the Gemara's a drasha, why it's possible. But the fourth halacha, shachamosim mitzilsa, Rashi doesn't say the Gemara first, Rashi himself gives the reason, and the reason is because the Gemara doesn't explain. This halacha, shachamosim mitzilsa, it's possible the Gemara does not give the reason. Rashi gives the reason. Rashi says the reason is the hamuot batul b'roi v'arihu k'mishenai. Because if you have more sun than shade, if you have more avia than tzchach, then the miyat tzchach is batul b'roi. Pshat in Rashi is achayah that even though you take a sitting under the tzchach, it's still possible. Rashi achayah means Rashi is achayah bothered by a kasha. Even though you have more chamosa than tzilsa, but you still have a kasha sukkah. You are sitting under the schach. The schach could be, you have lovid l'mashal. Every space of avia could be less than three tefachim, so it's considered lovid. And you could have a shir sukkah, you could have a shir zayin al zayin, which is kasher. The whole sukkah of the only bethim could be kasher also. And you have three defanis. I mean, we could have a case where the sukkah is split. If you have a hefsek of avia more than three tefachim along the whole length or the whole width of the sukkah, that divides it into two sukkahs. And maybe each part wouldn't have a shir. But we're not talking about that. Rashi's talking about that it's completely lovid. Even every place of avia, it was less than three tefachim, so it's considered closed from the alchemish mesinei of lovid. So what's the problem? And you could even have a case of a sukkah, which is chamosh v'mutzilsa, where you're sitting mamash on the schach. You have a thick portion of schach, and the yid is sitting on the kasha schach. He has three defanis. So what's the problem if on the other side of the sukkah, there's more, in the yid of the whole sukkah, there's more chamosh v'mutzilsa? What's the problem? You're on the kasha. Achar it's not. Achar it's not.
If you have nine tefachim like that,
If you have... Maybe, I mean, then you would divide the sukkah. Then, okay. You look at this corner. This corner has a silsum of a masa. Maybe you're right. Yeah, that might be. Okay. But Rashi could mean we might see a blob, so we're not dividing the sukkah. And the part where you're sitting is in the shade. You're under the schach. So why is it possible?
Even if you're not sitting under
the shade, why is it possible? It's also kasha, but not a place. Why is it possible? But even if you're sitting under the shade, it's possible. The Teretz is, that's what Rashi says, you're not sitting under the schach because there's no schach. You think you're under the schach, but the schach is a miyat, and miyat is batul b'roiv. That's what Rashi says. It's mamash shakit midim bitul. K'misha'eni, right? Who k'misha'eni is Rashi's lashon. It's as if the schach is not here. That's why it's possible. The mitzchias is a kasha. Rashi's working with mamash midim bitul, that the schach is mamash batul in the roiv avia, and it's like it's not even here. There's a loch in your day that a David nikka is not batul. The mashal, a classic case of bitul is a piece of nevela falls into a pot of kosher food. If there's more than shishim, it's batul. But the thing is, if the nevela is nikka, if you recognize who the nevela is, then it's not. If you're elef, it's not batul. If you know where the treif is, it's not batul even elef. And the reason the pesukim explains is because that's not a taruvus. Bitul has to start with a taruvus. And with mashal, if you have a piece of nevela on one side of the table and you have 1,000 pieces of kasha on the other side of the table, obviously it's not batul. You know, this piece of nevela has nothing to do with the kasha. The same thing when it's nikka. If it's nikka, it's not in a taruvus. First, it has to be mixed up. If it's mixed up and it's a taruvus, that's when we look at the shia. If there's a shishim, it's batul. But if it's nikka, bitul doesn't start. The main effect of mitzchi is the same thing over here. How can Rashi say that the schach is batul ba'avia? We see the schach. If it's dove nikka, it should not be batul. So the mitzchi wants the answer with the Ran. We're going to get to the Ran soon. But the Ran basically wants to say that Rashi doesn't mean the schach is batul in the avia. Rashi means the tzeil is batul in the shemesh. The shade is batul in the sunlight. Since the tzeil is a davar shein ben mamashus, that will be batul even when it's nikka. I don't understand the svar either. I don't understand. That's what he says. Give up what he says. I don't chap the chalak. Even though the tzeil is but to say that makes a difference in nikka and davar nikka than your day nikka, then that's the mischias. that when a gear this kasha, the Ram doesn't need this kasha. This
no, the Ram says
the Ram says for something for different reason. When you get there, he's using the Ram. The Ram says that the bittul is not the schach in the avi. The bittul is the tzeil in the shemesh, in the sunlight.
And he
wants to say, according to the Ram, it's meant for the kasha, because according to the Ram, that already
it's not considered
ben, so it's not called davin nika. But I don't really understand it because what?
Now, whatever the Ram means.
Well, our kashas, our original kashas on Rashi and the Ran. The original kashas on Rashi and the Ran. Whatever is the dove in Nikka should not be bottled.
The cell is something that doesn't have a mamoshas.
That's what he wants to say. He wants to say it doesn't. I know, but Lamaise said there's a din. It says a din in sales schach. So we're looking at the sales schach. Lamaise says a davin nika. Davin nika should not be bottled. You the head of svar. Maybe he holds it some sort of chashivas. I mean,
it's the head of Ran. It's the head of svar. I don't have the head of Ran. I thought you
the why are you the head of Svar? No, you hit a kasha, Dov and Nika, on the Dov and Nika kasha, the Yerdeya kasha. Does Yerdeya take a din that Dov and Nika is not bottled? Because if Bittu, you need a Tarubis. And if it's Dov and Nika, it's not Tarubis. So Tzeil is also not a Tarubis. It's no Tarubis. You have Tzeil separate and you have Shema
separate.
You do, that's what he means.
Like
no, it doesn't mean, no, he doesn't mean Shvach. He doesn't mean Shvach. That's not what he means. He doesn't mean Shvach. He means when you add up the amount of inches of shade on the ground, the amount of inches of sunlight on the ground. That's what he means. That's what he means. He means there's the 10th Tvachim of Shemesh and there's 8th Tvachim of Tzeil. That's what he means. You add up every piece in the whole Sukkah. There's a little Tzeil, a little Shemesh. That's what, yeah, it's coming down. It's coming down in rows. You look on the ground. But why is that more move than schach? I mean, I don't know. That's the Ritz's Teretz. I just don't understand it. I mean, it's still nicker, right? What's the difference? So he's saying a svar, since it's not davar shel mamoshish, you don't. It doesn't make a difference if it's nicker, which it's like a yerdei think a svar that. I know, but what's the reason why your davar nicker is not bottled? The reason. But whatever the din of tzeil is, but if it's not nikka, then it's not.
But you're not done on
the schach. You're done on the schach. Okay, you like the teretz? What do you
say?
You like
the teretz? You have to make a chiluk. You can understand the chiluk. You're not done. What's the difference between schach and tzeil?
We're going to get to why the Ran says it. We'll get. He answers this is the right to it. We're going to get to.
He says. He doesn't bring what he's saying. He says you can't say little weird, it's actually a hostile as it is.
And that's what the chiluk is
that's
because
what
that's what it's called. Oh, that's what it's and by sale you can't at sale you cannot remove it. You can't touch it.
You can touch something else. But
that's what he's saying.
There's nothing here.
Okay, so it's not going at the other time we gave before. We're gonna discuss another time we're gonna go into soon. I hear it. Okay. It's news of the Shreya the Mitzchis Teretz. The Steitler speaks about the Kasha also. He has the Kasha himself that it's in Yerdei, Hilchos Tarubisim, and Tzadaches, that Dovin Nikke, Afikim Belenuch, is not bottle. So what's Rashi saying that the Mi Yitzchach is bottle in the Roy Bavia? It's Nikke, it's Dovin Nikke, so how can it be bottle? So Steitler wants to say Bechidish. He wants to say that there's two dinim in the Torah, in Shas, we find there's a din, Bittel Beroiv, and there's another din, Rubei Kekulei. Rubei Kekulei, maybe some people might think it's a din of Roy, but it's really a different din. Rubei Kekulei is a mashal by Shechita. The din is when you shech the Samanim, you have the halacha is, the Gemara says, it's enough to shech Roy Samanim. So, and why? The reason is because you say Rubei Kekulei. The Gemara in Chulin that you test. So in other words, we say, even though Torah says shech the whole simon, the fact that he did roi, we say rubei kekulei. The fact that roi is shech is as if the whole thing shech. Another thing rubei kekulei is the mashal gemara in Erev and Achidalf. The gemara says, a chotza that's surrounded by mechitzis, if you have oimim, rubei ava parits, if it's roi mechitzis, it's considered closed in. Why? It's midin rubei kekulei. Since roi is that way, it's as if the whole thing is closed in. Oh, so you have to understand, what's the chum between bittul beroi? What's together bittul beroi? What's together rubei kekulei? So Steinfeld wants to explain, he wants to say that bittul beroi goes on when you have two separate things. So mostly you have a piece of nevela and you have a pot of kosher. Two separate things. You want to be mevatel the one thing and the next thing. Rubei kekulei goes on one zach. When you have one zach, mashal, one samanim, you have the samanim that have to be shechted. If you have rave of it was done, it's as if kulei was done. The same thing, if you have one chotzi, you want to know if it's surrounded. If rave of the chotzi is closed, it's as if the whole chotzi is closed. There's gather in the end of the Yemen, we have Rubei Kekulei also by Hadassim. Then his Hadassim has to be Ovois, and Afetz Ovois has to be Meshulmash. and the din, you think it has to be in Gansim Meshungish, but the din is Rubik Kulung is enough on the Shia Hadas, even the whole Shia of three Tvachim the Hadas. If Rav of it is Meshungish, that's enough. I think it's
more. Right?
What?
You can drink Rav Kois.
Rav Kois is also Bahavi din, the Rubik Kulung, we have in many places. So these are all one din, it's one Hadas. So it's one Hadas, since Rav is a Zay, then it's a Gansim Zay. As the main the Seif wants to say, this whole din, and by Rubik Kulung, it's always Nikke. The Moshe by the Hadas, it's Nikke the part that's not Meshulash. Or by the Simonim, it's Nikke the part that's not Shechted. Part of it is Shechted, and Rav is Shechted, means not, but it's Nikke. And even though it's Nikke, still we say Rubik Kukuli is good. Why? The reason is because Rubik Kukuli is different than Bittul B'Rav. Rubik Kukuli is a din that the Miyat is Nigra Basta the Rav. The Miyat goes after the Rav. And you only say, and why do we say Rubik Kukuli over here, and we don't say Rubik Kukuli or Moshul by Taruvis? Why don't you say this part is Rav Kasha, and even though it's Nikke, Rubik Kukuli? The Teretz says that's two different things. By two different things, you can't say Rubik Kukuli. There is no Rav Rubik Kukuli on the piece of Nevela. For the piece of Nevela that falls in a part, that you have to have Bittul. And Bittul B'Rav, that's Halach, you have to have Taruvis, and you have to have Taruvis, it cannot be Nikke. But if it's in Rubik Kukuli, Then you don't have to come on to Taruvus. You don't have to come. You don't need Bittul. It doesn't even have to be Nikke. It could be Nikke. The me, it could be Nikke, and still Rubi Kukungoi works. You know what? The way Rubi Kukungoi, even though it's Nikke, it works. This thing that when it's Nikke, you don't say Bittul B'Rav, that's only by Bittul B'Rav. And Bittul B'Rav is by two things. When you want to take one thing and be Mavatul and then the second thing, that you need Bittul. You can't see Rubi Kukungoi over there because there's no Rav on the one thing. When you want to have one piece of treif and you want to be Mavatul, you have to have it bottle, and the bittul cannot be nikka. But if you have one thing, a mushal, one hadas, or one chotza that's muriv, or one behemoth that's a man mashechted, you're not being mavatl one thing, you're not being mavatl the part that was shechted and the other part. You're looking at the simonim, and we're saying, right, the simon was shechted, the one simon is shechted, it's as if the whole simon was shechted. So there you don't need nikka. Maybe the second says, same thing over here by sukkah. By sukkah, it's one sukkah. One sukkah. Do you want to know is it mesuchach? Is there schach over here? Rubik Kukuli. If it's roiv schach, it's good. And if it's roiv shemesh, Rubik Kukuli will make a puzzle. If it's roiv avia, we'll tell you no. It's roiv avia, and it's Rubik Kukuli avia. So if it's all avia, and even though it's nikkah, because we're dealing with one thing, we're making this puzzle. That's the problem. The statement itself says this really doesn't fit in Rashi's lashon. Rashi says claw that muet bottle beroiv, but arikami she'enai. That whole lashon passes on like an Indian from mamish bittul. He says it doesn't fit in Rashi. But a time for this din, we're also mutching what's the time of the Mishnah. Why is Shechem Moshe movement still apostle? The nice, you have a kashya sukkah, and I could be even sitting under the shade, under the schach. Why should it be apostle? So at this time, but the reason it will be possible, and the Gemara doesn't explain. Adair Rashi, you could say it's midin Rubik Kukuli. And you have to say it's Lavdavka, Rashi's Lashon, Miyad Batal Baroy, if he really means Rubik Kukuli. It's a big difference, but in Svara, there's a starker Svara to say what is Chach will be possible, Mitam Rubik Kukuli. With this, you say that Rubik Kukuli is different than Bittul B'Rav. But Rubik Kukuli, it doesn't make a difference if the Miyad is Nikka.
He's trying to
answer
what's possible to Neshu's Kashan, that it's fine. You don't say.
Right, he said. Right, he said. The Indian Rubik Kukuli gives a few cases.
Yeah,
and
why by Poritz is kosher? Poritz Meruba Lozaim is kosher by Tzvanis. So he says because it's Nikkei, it's not Chot. But Chach is going on itself. That's where the Ritzvi is coming to benefit. Also.
Uh-huh.
But
according
to
what I'm saying,
the
starting
is not going to
finish.
So,
yeah. Well, you got the Brinks cases by Sukkah, we say Rubik Kukuli by Sukkah also. Okay, now, getting back to the Ran, this is a different Kashan Rashi. Rashi is saying that the reason why Chamosu Matzils is possible is because the meat is Balta Beroy. So, effectively, on the Kashan, Rashi's that Chavezim Abez is the way Rav Yishenim hold that if you have Mechsa Mechsa, if you have Hef Chach and Hef Avia, it's also possible. The main effect, the Ran Akasha, if the reason is that's Bittul B'Rav, why should it be possible? Mechsa Mechsa is no Bittul. Avia should remain Avia, the Schach should remain Schach, and if I'm sitting under the Schach, it should be good. According to Rashi, the whole problem is because it's Bittul, so why would it be possible Mechsa Mechsa? There is a Rabbeinu Tam that holds that, but Mechsa Mechsa is also possible. But Rashi himself doesn't hold that way. Rashi and Rav Yishenim hold that Mechsa Mechsa, I'm sorry, the Rabbeinu Tam holds Mechsa Mechsa is Kasha. It's Kasha, right. But the Rashi himself holds that Mechsa Mechsa, if you have Hef Schach and Hef Avia, it's also possible. The Fafbez and Mabez. There's a main effect around, if the whole problem is the meat is about to be right, you don't have Bittul. You have Hef and Hef, they should both remain in their place.
It's not the same.
What? So the Ran answers, that's what the Ran says, Rashi does not mean the Tzchach and the Aver. Rashi means the Tzel and the Shemesh. And then Dr. Ran, when you have Mechza and Mechza, when you have half Tzchach and half Aver, you're always going to have Roif Shemesh, Roif sunlight. Because the sunlight spreads out more than the shade. If something is causing shade and something is open and letting the sun in, when they both hit the ground, you're going to see, oh, if it's Mechza and Mechza, you're always going to see more sun than shade. And Meila Zakhtaran, the tzeil is bottle in the chama.
So this is the round.
Now the round is basically saying that when we make a cheshbon of chamasu v'mitzilsa, we look at the mamash the floor. We look at how much sunlight is coming down, or maybe not the floor mamash. Even though it does say the kaka, achrei means maybe your head, your body is that part. What's coming down? Is it tzeil or is it shade? Now you have to understand the mice is no din to sit in tzeil. At night, lamash we sit in sukkah. There's no tzeil. You can sit the Bashkas Kanayim, the Gemara talks about in a sukkah in a valley where there's never any sunlight, there's never any sales also kasha, as long as it's a Lamata Min HaShemesh. Or like sometimes we have a sukkah and there's a house over there and right next to it, which is blocking the sun and there's no sale. So how could the Ran say that the Ikkah is the sale and the Shemesh? You make a cheshbon with the sale and the Shemesh. The Teretz is, Ran himself explains this, that the Taisha Schach is Dava HaMetzel. Tzach is something that's roy to make tzeil. So even though we don't need to sit in the tzeil, you don't need to sit in the shade itself, but you have to sit in tzach that's roy to make tzeil. So mainly we look at how much tzeil, how much shade this tzach would produce. And if we look at this tzeil and it would be bottle b'roy shemesh, then it's possible.
Even more than Ashkenaz, even in Rabbi Yehuda, they're holding everything itself.
Right.
Hold my lesson, kosh.
Right, he also but still you need Tzach HaMetzel. Tzach HaMetzel, right. Now, that Gemara, that Chaf Beis, that we said before, Rashi Shita, that Mechza Mechza is Kasha, the Gemara goes like this. The Gemara brings down our Mishnah in the first parak, Chaf Beis, that says, Chamosu Mitzil is Pasol, and the Gemara is Medayik, it's Mashma, Hoki Adodi, Mechza Mechza Kasha. The Gemara is Medayik itself, that Mashma, only if it's Chamosu Mitzil, only if it's more Chama than Sale is Pasol, but if it's half and half, then it's Kasha. Then the Gemara says, then the Mishnah says in the second parak, Shetzilsumu mechamosik sheir. The Mishnah says the other way. If the tzeil is more than the chama, the shade is more than the sun, it's kasha. The Gemara is medayik from there, it's mashma mechsa mechsa's posel. The Shugos theory. What's the deal mechsa mechsa? The Gemara answers, kamen l'mayin l'kamen l'mata. That one of them is talking about l'mayin, one is talking l'mata. So Rashi and most of Yishenim learn that l'mayin means the schach and the avia. When you look at the schach and the avia, and you see it mechsa mechsa, that's when it's possible. And mechamata means when you look at the ground. If you see the tzeil on the ground equal to the shemesh, to the chama, that will be kasha. That's the mishnas v'yud des kasha. And the reason is because the ikka is a chayu d'schach. So when you look at the when you look at the bottom and you see mechsa 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 tzeil, half tzeil and half shemesh, you know that on top is more schach, because like we said before, the sun always spreads out more than the tzeil. When something is projecting on shade and parts are letting the sunlight's going to spread. So if on the ground you see half and half, you know for sure there's roiv schach. That's why it's kasha. And on top, when you see mechsa mechsa, that's when it's possible. And what's the reason it's possible? Like we said before, if Rashi says the whole problem is al spittel, the reason why it's possible is like the Ran explains, because Maisa the tzeil is bottle in the roiv chama. But when the time moves differently.
You're not saying because there's roiv schach, you don't need roiv schach, but you need schach
that will make roiv tzeil. You need schach that will make tzeil, and if the tzeil is bottle be roiv, then you don't have schach to make tzeil. The sales commission ain't because the sales bottle be right shemesh, so you don't have schach making sale. That sale that's producing the schach is bottle. That's what the Ran says, that the sale is bottle in the right shemesh. But Taisus B'Shem Ben Tam is chelag. Ben Tam says that mechsa is really kosher, and he explains kamel mata means when you're looking up. When you're on the ground and you're looking up and it looks to you like mechsa mechsa, then we say you're probably wrong and it's probably it looks like mechsa mechsa, but it's really roiv avia. It's like an optical illusion. I guess you see the schach more than you see the avia. And when you're on the ground and you're looking up and it's a little bit of a distance, when it looks to you mechsa mechsa, that's the psul, because it's really not mechsa mechsa, it's really revavia. And kamen lamata, that's psul. And kamen lamayla is kosher, means when you're on top, if you go all the way up on a ladder and you're looking at the schach and you see it right there and it looks to you mechsa mechsa, that's kosher, because mechsa mechsa is the etzim kosher. Yeah, that's right. That's the illusion. When you're far away, things look smaller, right? By the miraculum. So the disciple is medayik over here that it seems to be a soistik of machoikas, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, if we're machshiv the inyan of tzeil. Rabbeinu Tam seems to ignore the whole concept of tzeil. He doesn't get involved with the whole concept. He just says, let's just look at the schach. If the schach is mechsa al mechsa, then it's kosher. Rashi holds that the schach is mechsa mechsa is possible because it's not going to produce roif tzeil. It won't be roif tzeil. It won't even be mechsa mechsa tzeil. The tzeil, like the Ran explains, the tzeil will be bottle and the chama. So Rashi is handling the, I don't use the word, Rashi is machshev the dinyan of the tzeil. And I guess a din. And the tzeil, he holds that this din, that schach is something that makes tzeil. And Rabbeinu Tam seems to ignore the whole union still. He just looks at if you have mechsa, mechsa, you don't have rev avia. As long as you have mechsa, schach, it's kasha. So Stipe says a beautiful word. The Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam are going to shitasim. There's a Gemara in the Gemara of Chesam Beis. The Gemara says, Sukkos Ganvech, especially Tevis of Sukkos of Goyim, Sukkos Noshim, Sukkos Behemah, Sukkos Kusim. The Sukkah Mikol Mekayim Sukshera. A Sukkah that was not made for Sukkos was made for other reasons. It was made for a little shack that they used to make. A little shed for other reasons. Maisa, if it's a kosher sukkah, the schach on top is kosher schach. It can be used on sukkahs. And pashut the chiddush of the Gemara is, even though it wasn't made the shem sukkah, that this price at least holds. It might be machlokes, but this price holds that you don't need a sukkah with shem sukkah. As long as it's kosher sukkah, you can sit in it. But the Gemara does say amrav chizda b'husha asan a tzeil sukkah. But one thing, it has to be made with tzeil. So this seems to be a fair shem Gemara that you need tzeil. And that's the Rashi in the Gemara Kapshutei. Rashi learns tzeil means that you made it for tzeil. Rashi Lashon is that Yosef Yishenu Tzeil Hoisa, but not Tznius Ba'alma. The original reason why he made the sukkah was for shade, not for tznius. In other words, not for like hezekiah, like the Indian of Bakama. Some people make a little shack; they just don't want people looking at them. They want a little privacy. They want to sit outside in a little privacy. They're not thinking of shade. Rashi says that's what Chizda is saying. Now Chizda says you have to have tzeil. And what's the reason? And Zot Rashi, tzeil hu demekrei sukkah shesei cheches min achayev. Tzeil is called a sukkah because it's masachek. It's a roof from the sun. I think Rashi is learning this halach of tzeil from the word sukkah. There's no gemara, but Rashi's this is the gemara. If anything, Chizda says ushos on the tzeil. But Rashi is saying that the reason why you need schach that makes tzeil is because that's the taitsh of the word sukkah. Taitsh of the word sukkah is moshen schach. Taitsh of the word schach is secheches min achayev. It blocks from the sun. It blocks from the heat. Blocks from the achayev. Blocks from the sun and the heat and the light. As a mila, Rashi learns this Gemara, a Beresh Gemara, that you have to have a sukkah l'shem tzeil, and that's why Rashi says later when we have mechsa schach and mechsa avid, the reason will be possible, will be very good, like the Ran says, because you have to have roif tzeil. But the Rosh Hashem Bein Tam is a whole different shanda Gemara. The Rosh Hashem Bein Tam says this halach of hu she'asu l'tzeil means she'asu l'tzeil v'loim be'uv l'hagim min amata. Whole different taich. Taich of the Gemara, it was made. It's a shear. That you made it enough to make tzeil, but not enough to protect from the rain. It's not that thick. If it's too thick, then it's so much schach there that it's going to protect from the rain. It's like a dovah shlili, the whole of chizda. But hushas and tzeil is that it's not too thick to protect from the rain. If you have that thick schach that protects from the rain, that's already considered bias. That's not a dius aroi. That's a posel sukkah, a whole different psul. It has to be just enough to make tzeil. Is a minla, so the type is this is a main time of shitasa. It's not a din in sale. There's no din in the sukkah. It's not like Rashi says the taitch of sukkah is. It's sechechas min achayim. As a taitch of the word, it gives sale. The only point of a chizda that said that it makes sale was only to bring out this point of how much schach was. It was enough to give shade, but not enough to protect from the rain. Is a minla, so it's a beautiful word that Rashi and Rabbi in time go only shitasim. Just like over here, how you teach chizdin din, Rosh Hashanah Tzeil, is the same Gemara that Chafez and Beis of how you teach that din kamel mata about what mechsa is kosher. Not if you handle. And really, this is a chayyur Rashi and Shitasai. that the mizbot the beroiv goes on the tail. There's all Rashi and Shitasa that we machashiv at the tail. The tail is the nick of the sukkah.
If a person puts it up the yashas, but that's the finish. That the reason it's possible here is because it's not itself. You don't have to come onto this. The Gemara is three minutes.
How have we been in time learning than that?
Basically, but that's the finish. That the Gemara is possible on another one.
That's something else, because that's not
it's not
the schach. That's not for schach even. That wasn't even for schach. That was just put up for the chadim.
Yeah,
because that was just for the, that wasn't, that was put up. The schach was put up for itself. Was put up just for. It wasn't even made as a roof. It was made for to dry the chadim themselves.
Right. So Rashi says that even though you don't need the shame, you need the shame itself.
Uh huh.
Well done.
Okay. Okay, just want to show through to this. We spoke about this a few weeks ago. The Achrenim Kler Shaila, the Gemara says in Sukkah, they've tested. I mean, I tell you, the Gemara's a Joshua, Sukkah Gzum is possible. Somebody steals a Sukkah, even he steals the Eitzim and the Tzach, and he builds a Sukkah, it's possible. So the Achrenim Kler Shaila, what would be the din if the Ganav does Tshuva? The Ganav had stole the Sukkah, he does Tshuva, and he goes to the Nigzal. He's mafash with him, and he gets mechila, and he pays him for the sukkah, and he buys the sukkah, and now it's not sukkah gezum anymore. Will the sukkah gezum and now be kosher? The shayl is, do you say tassel aminasi? The din is, like Yitzchak is mentioning, chayta begodish, another famous case is, if you had a schach that was mechubi, you took branches from a tree and used it as a schach. And then later, you cut the branches, your kites, and you made the schach not mechubi anymore. While it was mechubi, was possible. So that's called tassel aminasi, because it automatically became a sukkah by cutting the branches, making a tonglish. That's tassel aminasi. Same thing over here. This sukkah was put up the psul. It was a psul of tassel aminasi. It was psul. And now you want to make a kosher by buying it, making it not gazun anymore. That should be tassel aminasi. But the chayim say no, this is a chilek. They say, the bialach even says a similar svarab, then they get tzitzis and some yidalach they bring down. They say this is a chilek, because by a sukkah, l'mashol, the mechuba, at the time was possible for everyone. It was in Gansan, the chefs of a possible sukkah. And now when you cut it, it became kosher. That's tassel aminasi. But the sukkah gzumah was kosher for the owner. It was kosher for somebody. If the owner would come and find a stolen sukkah and go sin it, for him it would be kosher. So since the chefs of sukkah betz was kosher for one person, you can't say tassel aminasi. It's a personal problem the ganav had. And the ganav fixed his personal problem by buying it, by being kainit. He fixed his problem. What? Oh no, we're getting good. Yeah, no, we spoke about it. I'm saying it all, but now it's something new. I mean, it's something new. But I just saw now Rav Shach. Well, now he buys it. Right, so it was possible, right?
It was possible for him also.
Oh, it was possible for the owner.
Yeah, but
no, it's kosher for the owner.
You're thinking
of the Baal Mo and Mechemes and Baba Kama famous, but the mice, if he would know where it is, it would be in his Rishus, it would be kosher. So the Chefs is about the Baal Mo.
He stole from the Goy, so it's not kosher
for anybody. Okay. Well, if they've named but if you think Gezel Akum is.
So the longest it is. The longest it is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. This is the Chumash. But Rav Shach and Aviezri, a Perkei Hilchosuk Alachavei, he wants to tie on this Achrenim that the Chayyim would be a different problem. If you hold that you need a Sukkah L'Shem Tzeil, Sukkah has to be made L'Shem Tzeil, not L'Shem Sneeze. We go like he doesn't mention Rashi rather, but I think he means like Rashi. If you hold Sukkah has to be L'Shem Tzeil, then maybe the Ganav cannot make the Sukkah L'Shem Tzeil. There's a din, any other Moisad of Hashem Shamoi. There's a Locha that it's in a few places, it's in Sigmar Chulman, there's a few places that if a person Chulman Daf and Malach, that the person's shechs, the behemoth of Avodah Zarah, besides the Avodah Zarah, the behemoth is also banah for everybody. That behemoth becomes also banah. But the person's shechs, behemoth is chabering Avodah Zarah, he does the kosher shchit, and he has the mind of Avodah Zarah, he tak is over Avodah Zarah, he's tak a chaymis and everything, but the behemoth is kosher. Because ain't other moises of a shen shonoi, I day machshava. Tysis explains that it's not the maisa, the shchit was a regular kosher shchit, the whole issa was the machshava. And I day machshava, you cannot ask for the next little thing. And we find it other places also, there's the Mogan Avram, and is Magen Avraham, and Hilchos, I think, Shintes, Hilchos Muksa, it says, making a basis of Asa can only be done by the Bayram. Somebody else can't take your thing and make it Muksa. But ain't other Moshe Zav Hashem Shonroi. And there's other cases of, like, Chaim is also is a case that talks about in Babasa, Bezim and Bez, other places that Chaim has to be with Sinai. But if Chaim happens, if somebody else makes Chaim in your field, he can't Asa your other Zerayim. He can't Asa your other plants, your other, what you're growing over there. Because Eina the Maisa Dav Shinan Rebbe Shem Machshava. Is the Meir Tener Shach, what about in something like this? We're not coming to Asa, we're coming to be Machshir. You want to be Machshir the Sukkah by making the Sukkah in Hashem Tzeil. Tener Shach, that maybe a person cannot make Hashem Tzeil what's not his. Just the same way Eina the Maisa Dav Shinan Shungai, person's machshava does not affect what doesn't belong to him. The same way, over here, you need this machshava of tzeil. You cannot do that on Adav Hashem Shalai. It's not you. The same way you can make a bosses of Asa on what doesn't belong to you, you can't do Hashem tzeil. So even though the God had put up the sukkah on Hashem tzeil, maybe that it wasn't chalan.
Of course, the sukkah
is they made it, Rav Chita said, we shall some tzeil. They made it for sale. And it was theirs. It was theirs. They owned it. You don't need, no, that, you don't.
It's not worse than I have no machshava. Why is it for sale? That's.
Yeah, it's machshava that I told you.
Machshava
that I told you. That's what he put it up for. That's not called a machshava.
Maybe it is. Maybe it has to be. So the Gambach, they did it. It was this. You're saying even a guy?
It's machshava.
I don't know. Nice. This is what he wants to say. So Shach wants to say, like the guy, he wants to deem that. And this whole chakir that Achrenim want to say, they're claiming a tassel and osli. But Shach has a whole different problem that a sukkah gezula will be was never made l'shem tzeil, and it'll be possible even for the owner because no one made it l'shem tzeil. You can't make a machshavah tzeil the same way your machshavah doesn't affect the next property. Only the owner could do that. It's a merdeka chiddush. I was just thinking, you know, when we make sukkahs, I don't know if people think Hashem tzeil, but we're all busy with matzahs, Hashem Mrs. Matzah and everything. If we're not making a sukkah, but we don't even think it's tzeil because the mice, we don't think it's tzeil at all. It's automatic. You want to say automatic? Okay, maybe it's Kedai. I'm just thinking, maybe it's like to say it before. It's a Naya Mice. I don't like making Naya Mice either. I mean, no one does it. It's automatic. Okay.
But you can't do it.
That's
why I don't think it
needs
to make
that
the
Okay. I told you there. I don't know if you named the BLO. The other frame that seems to all talk about this Tassel Menossi is the only problem. They want to say there's no Tassel Menossi. They don't talk about this problem on Hashem Tzeil. They don't hold like a Shachar. Shachar Moya, that who says that a Ganav has the Koyach to have the Machshav on Hashem Tzeil? He's the inside. Yeah. 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 Yeah.